Ladies and gentlemen, I thank you for coming, and I thank you for listening so attentively. And I am only going to be a few minutes, that's all. I'm not going to preach, but I just want to close this meeting with a few remarks which the students here may find helpful and enlightening. I just want to read a verse of God's Word. It's from Hebrews chapter 12. And it's the verse 23. By faith Moses, when he was born, was hid 3 months of his parents, because they saw he was a proper child, and they were not afraid of the king's commandments. You're all familiar with the story of Moses, how that his mother hid the infant in a basket by the flags of the river, how that Pharaoh's daughter came to wash in the river, and how that she kept the child that she found and took it home and made it her own. What could be more natural and innocent than a mother's love? A love that desired the life of a child that she saw was a goodly child. And what could be more commonplace, certainly in those countries and still today, than a woman washing herself by the river? And what could be strange or out of character with a woman such as Pharaoh's daughter finding this tiny, vulnerable child who began crying when the lid of the basket was taken off? There's nothing profound or strange in any of these things. But paradoxically, the profundities are found when God brings them together in the very same evening. And when the child is found by the banks of the River Nile, there was only one woman in all of Egypt who could have saved the life of that child, and that woman was Pharaoh's daughter, and that was the woman who was washing that evening near where Moses was hidden. You see, God honored the faith of Moses' mother and father, as we have it here in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 23. Here was a woman who was not afraid to refuse the king's commandment. She refused to accept the status quo, and she hid her child in faith that God would preserve it. And so the whole story of Moses, the writing of the Pentateuch, the leading the children out of Egypt, the wanderings in the wilderness, the whole story of Moses began amongst the weeds on the banks of the River Nile. I think that's a remarkable testimony to the providence, the leading and the guiding, and the call of God. The histories and successes of world missions seldom, if ever, originated in church or boardroom discussions. But just like as of old, so today, God calls individuals. God takes that man or that woman or that boy or that girl, and he sets his seal and mark upon him and calls him or her to do a work for him. Takes them from the depths of obscurity and lifts them and gives them the grace to carry on for him. All we have seen here tonight, historically with fame, and even now with sermon audio, all this that you've seen did not originate from a university graduate. I wish. My educational status was very, very ordinary. And what certificates I managed to get, they were gotten after I was 20 years of age, and I had to cram to get them. Bible school was a struggle. I just scraped through. I was never sought after to do revival meetings in my 20-year pastorate in Northern Ireland. And my first visit to Africa, believe it or not, my first visit to Africa in 1990 was not religiously motivated, certainly as far as missionary work was concerned. I carried a pair of Monroe shock absorbers for a missionary's truck, and I carried a Christmas pudding and some goodies for another missionary family, and we went just to encourage them and to say hi from our churches. But when I was there, God spoke to me. In West Africa particularly, I saw the multitude. I heard the tramp, tramp, tramp of Christless feet going to a lost eternity. I saw the poverty and the degradation, and I knew as never before that I could never ever remain neutral to what I was seeing. Then the next 6 years, I came home. The next 6 years were spent in private endeavors, helping the missionaries and helping the people, the churches, God's people, until in 1996 everything came to a very swift conclusion. And this pastor, with very common gifts, if I could even use the word gifts, God spoke to me and called me one evening in a deacon's meeting. My deacon said to me, I just tell you the story. He said to me at the end of the meeting, quite out of the blue, Mr. Dunlop, what do you think and where do you think your future lies? Because they said, we think your work is finished here in Newton Arts. Just like that. And just as quick as I'm talking to you now, I said, brethren, there was no fallout. There was no argument. They were my brothers. I said, brethren, if I had a year's salary, if I had a start,
I would go into Africa and work full time. And they met next night, and they gave me a year's salary. And I went home. I went home rejoicing. I went home with new life. It was as if I had been saved all over again. I was now challenged. And the church work that had burdened me for so long was now gone. And I was free to pursue the work that God had laid upon my heart. And I did so with all the vigor that I had. It meant cutting ties, of course. It meant giving up my position as minister in the church, which I still belong to, by the way. It meant foregoing all my pension and housing rights. It meant beginning all over again at 50 years of age. And anyone here who's 50 will know that you're past your sell-by date at 50. Even maybe before it. Had to start all over again. But I didn't care. Because God was leading me. And 20 years on, I've made it to Bob Jones. Took me a long time to get to university. But I'm here. And I leave it to you tonight. I leave it to you to judge whether or not I heard the call of God in 1990 in Africa when I was delivering the shock absorbers and the Christmas pudding. God is no man's debtor. He can do it. Let me finish. Where did sermon audio come in? I met this man exactly to this very week. Exactly to this very week, 2 years ago, here in Greenville. I came to visit my grandson, who's in this university. And to put a few rounds down the range in sharpshooters, we both went there. We had breakfast with this man and his minister. I shared in the phenomenon of America. We go out for breakfast. It was a breakfast the like of which I'd never had before. Because before I got started my food, this man started asking me questions about the mission. And every time I put my fork to my mouth to eat, I had to speak. And he was firing these questions, rapid fire. Searching questions, pointed questions, blunt questions. I began to, who is this guy? And so my breakfast just got cold on the plate. Yeah. And I came home and I said to myself, what is all that about? And I didn't know. But during that question time, and God put it in this man's heart, the same as he put it in my heart. I went home disappointed because I didn't feel I answered well. I'm not an educated person. I didn't feel I answered well. But as I was sitting doing my best to answer, something resonated in this man's heart. And now they've put this together. Isn't it marvelous? It's marvelous. I'm thrilled. I'm proud to be a small part of this. Another basket in the reeds. Who knows where God will take it? Young person tonight, let me tell you something. If God calls, he will equip you. If God calls, he will guide you. If God calls, he will provide for you. You don't have to kick doors open. That's the curse of Christianity. Forcing issues. You don't have to do that. All you've got to do is to be willing to enter the doors that open for you. And if you can work with your church, by all means work with your church. I am not against denominations. I will not lift up a denomination before the word of God, but I'm not against denominations or denominationalism. But sometimes, just sometimes, the call of God to us is bigger than the circumstances we find ourselves in. And when that time comes, we've got to be willing to follow Him into blessing. May God bless you tonight. May God bless what you've seen here tonight. I thank the team for putting it together. If you're a young Christian here tonight, don't be scratching your head and wondering and pondering and getting stressed up over what God will have you to do. Just yield yourself to Him and He'll open the way for you. He'll open the way. Get as much education as you can. It will not be the success of any ministry you might have. God is your success. But you get it just the same. I wish I had. My old papa used to say, education's easily carried. It's getting it on your back that's the problem. And that's true. You get it. But don't trust in it. Trust in God. We're going to pray. Father, bless us tonight. Answer prayer. We thank you for those who have come. What a joy it is to see so many. Undertake for them, we pray. Undertake for young Christians. Preserve and keep them. Lead them and guide them. Some young heart tonight. Some young heart burdened with cares as to what the future holds. Lord, still the troubled water one more time. And give them grace to trust in me. Take us our separate ways in safety. Bless us and bless this film to hearts, we pray. Bless this film. May this launch be the first step of many. May it bring souls to Christ. May it provide men and women for the mission field. Fields that are white are ready to harvest. We ask these things in the wonderful and precious name of the one who bled and died for us on Calvary's cross. Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.